Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, right now we are at $581,098 in our challenge, which includes our First Amendment Fund. And the wonderful folks at the Janie Fund have added to that, saying if we can raise that $633,333.33, they'll give us another $10,000.
And let's remind everybody what this is about. As our community grows stronger, this is extraordinary how much money has come in. And we thank everybody who's done something. But here's the deal. We need about $50,000 more in order to make this. We have today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to make it. So it should be doable. If we can do this, it will give us a third of what the federal government gives us. And if they take it away, it's their right and their privilege to do what they need to do, perhaps to punish enemies, perhaps not. We'll be in great shape. Because if we do this three times a year, add this on, we'll have enough monies to replace whatever they give us. But in any case, we thank everybody for everything they're doing by going to WAMC.org. Now the whoosh factor is on. We've got to get this thing done.
From there to the news of the day, Alan, and an editorial titled White House Inc. Congress shouldn't stand by as the most powerful office in the world is reduced to a marketing scheme, from the New York Times.
Well, there is a question as to at what point people take their responsibilities and their oaths of office seriously. Do they stand back and say, okay, I'm a Republican, therefore everything a Republican president does or anything a Democratic president does when the Democrats are there is okay? Or will they step back and say, okay, so if Donald Trump is building hotels in cities all over the country, if his kids are supposedly be divorced in terms of running the company, and yet they show up at the White House all the time, if the hotel in Washington becomes a center for making money for the Trump organization, or if Mar-a-Lago, his country club in Florida, starts doubling the price of admission to the club, that does seem to be marketing. It does seem that the Trump people will be making money from it. Now, if I'm 70 years old, I'm not. I'm older. But if I'm 70 years old, I believe the oldest president in the history of the country, I would say my responsibility is to the people and not to making money, which it appears to be. And so the Times is right.
Something you've been talking about all along as the Democrats begin to grapple with fighting the Supreme Court pick by President Trump, Neil Gorsuch. And you said this would happen if they put up a fight. The Trump has now advised go nuclear if the court pick is blocked.
Well, that's right. I don't think that the people in the Senate are all that anxious to do it, because if they go nuclear, and the Democrats made a mistake in going nuclear on the lesser offices in the judicial system, it will come back and bite them in the fanny too at some point, and they know it. It takes away a huge brake pedal that is now a power of the Senate and of individual senators. It is something that may well happen, but they did steal the seat from Obama. They didn't do what was right. And what was right was following their constitutional responsibility to give advice and consent to a Supreme Court nominee. They just didn't do that. We all know it. They had a year. And now everybody sort of knows what hypocrisy is going on around here.
President Trump made a call to Australia's leader, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Alan, it's said to have grown testy. It had to do with the Australian leader pressing the president over accepting 1,250 refugees under a deal brokered by the Obama administration. Meantime, I see another article about how autocrats around the world see Trump as an opportunity.
Well, yes. Let's go to the first. Now, Obama did make a deal. It was the right deal. Australia has been stepping up and doing the heavy lifting. And while not integrating everybody who comes over into Australian society, setting up a couple of island places, but they have done it. People were fleeing for their lives in terror, and Australia stepped up. The United States, under a great president, President Obama, met its responsibilities too and said, we'll take this number. Germany took a million. So 1,000 or so is not a lot for this big country to absorb. And when Trump gave the guy hell, he got a little bit back himself. Now, as to the question of the autocrats, that is true. I mean, you know, if Trump is out there, so is Putin. Even the leaders of the Chinese, Trump has been picking on. Once you get an autocratic model in a place like the United States, which has been known for democracy, and when this country takes a pivot or a turn, it offers real solace to the others around the world who are running their countries in an autocratic fashion.